CMS board members heard from residents last night during the first public hearing on the district's plan to diversify magnet programs next year. The proposal involves measuring the socioeconomic status of students and redesigning the lottery to get into these schools to create a balanced mix of students. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn attended the meeting, and she joins me now. Gwendolyn, what did the board hear last night from parents and community members?
Well, Mark, it was a good crowd, although not as packed as past magnet student assignment meetings. About 30 people actually spoke, and many mentioned they support the district's plan to diversify magnets before moving on to their main concerns. Carol Sawyer was one of the few who actually focused on the broader plan to diversify magnets. She's pushed the board to diversify all CMS schools, but says the magnet plan could have some unintended consequences. She worries regular neighborhood schools could suffer if they lose too many students to magnets.
Classes without critical mass will be dropped. This often means that advanced or scholars level courses are not offered. Elective courses will be reduced in scope. Supportive services, social workers, ESL teachers, TD teachers, and other staff will be reduced or eliminated. How will board policy prevent this problem from expanding? Where is the policy language that protects the schools that lose population over the course of years?
Gwendolyn, did the board discuss that concern?
Not directly, but board member Erica Ellis-Stewart noted as this magnet plan evolves, the board still has to make sure students have strong academic programs so that all students, whether they're in magnets or regular neighborhood schools, can get a quality education.
Well, if most of the focus was not on the broader changes, what did people at that hearing talk about?
While they focused on plans for specific schools, the district's magnet proposal adds about 11,000 new magnet seats over the next 4 years. About a quarter of those will open up next year. And, Mark, about half of the 30 people who spoke last night were students and parents of students at Garinger High School in East Charlotte. They called on CMS to make their school more diverse, and they think a magnet program would help that. Garinger's population is predominantly low-income and non-white. Speakers told the board that a magnet would attract more affluent students to the school and better teachers. Parent S.Y. Mason Watson is troubled that next year's list of new magnets leaves the East Side out.
East Charlotte has so much potential. We are in need of targeted, strategic help from this board. We fear that without this much-needed attention, attractive options outside of our neighborhoods and communities will continue to pull our families away from the East Side for educational opportunities.
Well, again, how did the board respond to that one?
Well, school board member Elise Dashew agreed that the East Side is being overlooked on next year's list. She called it an area with untapped potential, and she said she likes the idea of putting magnet programs in neighborhood schools, or partial magnets, as they're called.
I love the bold vision of doubling the number of magnet seats that we have. But my light bulb moment was that magnets are not a be-all, end-all. And there may be some schools that will be best served by a theme.
And by a theme, for example, like public service-oriented schools or one that focuses on STEM, even though it's not a magnet.
Gwendolyn, did you hear concerns about other changes last night for magnet schools?
Well, Marie G. Davis is a military magnet program, and Hawthorne High is a health sciences magnet, and they want to merge these schools, which are about a little over 7 miles apart. Since it's a countywide magnet, the district would still offer transportation. And some parents were concerned that the schools would not have separate, distinct programs anymore. They were told that wouldn't happen. And one parent, Danae Brown, says she was concerned that the commute would be much longer for her son to attend Hawthorne and criticized how the district informed them of the proposed change.
We were not given a lot of advance notice that this was something that was being proposed. I feel like we really just were not given the benefit of just the preparation to do what was needed as far as just getting together collectively and deciding what our plan B would be.
Well, another change in this proposed plan involves entry requirements being lowered in some cases for magnets. Was this an issue for residents?
It was brought up by some who said the reduced entry requirements in some magnet programs, such as fewer high-level math requirements for STEM programs, would result in lower-quality programs. But Superintendent Ann Clark says that won't happen. She says they wanted to open these schools up and to give students the opportunity to attend them, and said that if the student wants to stay, they have to prove that they are performing successfully.
Well, what's the next step for the magnet plan?
There will be a public hearing the same night the board will vote on the plan, and that's November 9th. And CMS is also holding town halls and meeting with individual schools.
That's WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you.